Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 36. Welcome, guys, to this week's episode, and we're only a few days away now from Christmas 2016. Holy crap, this year's gone extremely fast now. I know a lot of you that are listening have probably had a ton of work parties lately, Christmas parties, social events, now that it's coming into the warmer months for you Australian listeners especially, but that's okay. There's ways to work around this. You don't have to go backwards with your health and fitness goals or even stall your health and fitness goals and not progress just because it's this time of the year. Now, I know how hard it can be with, drinking alcohol, excessive amounts of calories on some days, or overeating, especially whether it be for one meal of the day or whether it be your total calorie intake. It is a hard time of the year, but what I want to share with you today is some tips that you can use to make sure you make the most of these extra calories and that you don't go backwards on your health and fitness goals. In fact, you can even, reduce your body fat or increase your lean muscle mass. Whatever your goal is, it doesn't have to backtrack just because it's this time of the year, okay? So there's a few tips I wanted to share with you, and what I wanted to actually go through, I guess, is a plan of attack for a day such as Christmas Day, or another day where you've got a Christmas party and you're going to go over your calorie intake, or you're going to be having a meal where the calorie intake of that meal is going to be quite high. Now, you might be having a few drinks, you might be having Christmas lunch, it might be dessert, whatever it may be, that's okay. There are ways to work around it. So the first thing you need to focus or kind of narrow in on, I guess, on these days that you are going to be having large meals or drinking, is increasing your water intake. Okay, so if you usually drink 3 liters a day, on these days, I really want you to bump it up to around 4 or even above. Okay, so you're flushing out all the excess sodium and whatnot that you're taking in from the extra calories. But also, when you're not having your meals, you're going to be feeling fuller before and after your meals, or you're not going to be snacking as much because you'll feel fuller from drinking a little bit of excess water or a little bit more than what you usually should. And that's not to say that it's just on these days. On other days, you should be trying to increase your water intake anyway and have it at a relatively high level, okay, and staying well hydrated. The second thing is, if you know you're going to have a big meal at the end of the day, then you almost need to backload your calories, okay? So the first half of the day, you want to minimize the calorie intake, and also I would recommend minimizing either the fat or carbohydrate intake or both. So a good example may be Christmas Day. I know that lunch is going to be moderate, or I might take a little bit easy at lunch, but then dinner time, I'm going to have a big meal, going to have a couple of beers, and then a big dessert as well. So what I'll do in the first half of the day or leading up to that meal, meal one might just be a solid protein meal with a tiny little bit of fat, okay? So let's just say something like eggs and some spinach, and then my water or a protein shake, whatever it may be. So something light, high in protein. My snacks throughout the day, maybe, a moderate fat snack with some protein, and then lunchtime, I'm going to try and keep carbohydrates to a minimum. That's not to say that you cannot have carbohydrates early in the day, but you just need to keep it on the lower side. So at lunchtime, I have something that's high in protein, so I have a bit of meat. I have plenty of vegetables, okay, so you want to keep your fiber intake high and have your veggies, because they're low in calories, but they're high in volume, so they're going to make you feel fuller quicker and for longer with that fiber intake. And I might have a little bit of carbs and some fats, but nothing over the top. So what I've done is create a buffer for later in the day. So now, even if I do have a big meal and a few drinks at night, the chances of me going over my calorie intake are a lot less likely. And in fact, I may even end up underneath my calorie intake. But if I do go over, it does not matter. It's not the end of the world. And because I've created that buffer by eating a lower amount of calories early in the day and higher protein and lower fat and carbohydrates, the damage isn't going to be as bad. Now, the next thing I want you guys to focus in on is your workouts, okay? So, example, on a day of something like Christmas Day, again, I'm just going to keep using this Christmas Day example because it is that time of the year and everybody can relate to it. So, you want to get a good workout in. Now, I know not everybody wants to work out on Christmas Day, and that's fine. If it's not Christmas Day, make it the day before and the day after. But you want to get a good workout in. Now, especially the day after going over your calorie intake. Now, my recommendation usually is do not do anything excessive the day after, okay? So 100% do not change your usual macros or your calorie intake the day after you go over or you overeat. That's the worst thing you can do, is drastically cut your calories the day after because you feel bad, because all that's going to do is lead to binge eating again a few days down the track. And obviously that's not what we want. It ends up being a never-ending cycle. So the day after overeating, keep your calories exactly the same. That water intake still needs to be high. You need to shoot that up, okay? So drink more water. Your training session, usually I would say you don't want to alter your training routine much at all compared to what it usually is. So if Christmas Day is on a Sunday and then on Monday you usually train legs and you don't do any cardio, then on the Monday you should go in, train legs, and don't do any cardio, okay? But in saying that, you need to train the house down. You really need to smash your workout. And if that means you throw in a few extra sets or a few extra exercises to kind of make good use of those calories, then that's great. Around this festive season, the mistake most people make and the reason why they do take that backward step is because they are having extra calories. They are drinking a bit more, getting less sleep. But the worst part is that's all fine. You know, that's, we can moderate that, but the worst part is they back off their training in as a result of this, okay? So you want to keep your training up even slightly above what you usually would. All right, so that following day, go in, do all the big lifts. So even if you're training upper body, focus on the big compound movements like your bench press, your overhead press, pull-ups, rows, all that type of stuff. But you may throw in some intervals at the end of your workout, but just don't do anything excessive. So if you usually do strength training for an hour, you might add on an extra 10 to 15 minutes of some high-intensity interval training, but there's no need to do anything drastic with your training as well. So like excessive amounts of cardio, or you know, train 2-3 times a day just to make up for what you did the day before. Again, it's just creating a bad relationship with overeating. And it's just going to be a never-ending cycle, because a few days down the track, you've drastically cut your calories, you've trained your ass off, you're not recovering well, you feel like shit. So you're probably going to binge eat again, and then we go over this same thing again. So, okay, let me recap what I've gone over so far before I go on. So the day of the extra calories, you want to increase your water, get a good training session in. So train really hard, make sure you're progressively overloading, make the most of that session. So don't stuff around, leave your phone at home or in the locker or whatever it is at the gym. Really focus, stick to your rest times and get the session done. With your calories, you want to backload or create a bit of a buffer by reducing calorie intake and keeping your protein high early in the day and saving up a big amount of calories for late in the day, so you don't have to stress or you don't have to feel bad about having a big meal and enjoying yourself, because it's that time of the year where you should be spending time with friends and family and not worrying about what your calorie intake is, okay? It's not the end of the world, and you don't want to be that person that's sitting there eating a salad while everyone else enjoys a nice, a Christmas Day, big lamb or whatever it may be, and eating dessert and having a couple of beers or some wine or whatever, and you're sitting there feeling sorry for yourself. You know, we don't want that. That's the worst thing you can do. So create that calorie buffer. Now, the day after, focus on getting a good sleep that night if you can, and the next day keep that water high, even increase it a little bit more than what you did the day before. Go back to your normal macros, eat exactly how you usually would, don't change anything else, okay? So just forget about it. Use the goldfish mentality where you forget about the fact that you've gone over your calorie intake. As I said, it's not the end of the world. Everything will level out and balance out eventually, okay? It might be in a day or two, it might be in a 3 or 4 days, it could be in a week to 2 weeks, but eventually it will balance itself out. But if you're yo-yoing by drastically making changes, it's not going to do you any favors. And then that's that day after, if you do have a scheduled training session, train your ass off. Even if you don't have a scheduled session, but maybe you had one the day after, if you want to bring that program back a day so you can train the day after the excess calories, because the thing is, you've gone over. And mentally, you're probably feeling shit about yourself because you've gone over your calorie intake, or you felt like you've overate or drank too much, or you're going to put on weight or whatever. But those extra calories, especially if you've been in a deficit trying to lose fat, you're going to get, you know, that bit of extra energy. So you're going to train the house down the next day or two. So make the most of that. Don't sit there feeling sorry for yourself. Go in, train hard, get results, and keep progressing. And it might actually light a little bit of a fire mentally as well, because you know, you're going to feel good in your session. You're also going to be in the back of your mind thinking, you know, I've gone off track a little bit, so I really want to stay dedicated, and I'm really motivated to keep pushing now and get back towards achieving my goal, whether it be fat loss, muscle gain, athletic performance, general health and well-being, or whatever it may be. But as I mentioned before, as much as the physical side of things is important for your health and fitness goals, the mental side is just as important, if not more important, okay? So don't beat yourself up about the fact that you've had a few extra calories. I know I used to, I'm telling you all this, but I used to kind of do all the stuff I'm telling you not to do. And it never helped. It never helped me get good results. Mentally, I was in a bad state because I was always feeling shit about myself because I thought that I'd let myself down or failed towards my goals. But ever since I kind of got a hang of what actually needed to be done, and the effects of the calories, the training, the sleep, the water, and everything, you know, I've learned all this through trial and error, and I help my clients with this, my online clients, my personal trainer clients, all that type of stuff, and this works. This is the most sustainable way. So remember, flexibility is the key to sustainability. So if you cannot vary from your training program or your nutrition program without feeling shit or without seeing yourself as you know, your progress as failing, then it's probably not the right approach. Okay, so as we all know, I'm a massive fan of flexible dieting, where that allows different foods to be eaten. And, you know, if you're really strict, or if you're getting ready for a competition, or you just don't want to go over your calorie intake, you can still enjoy Christmas lunch and or dinner or both on Christmas Day and fit that into your macronutrients if you're following flexible dieting. As I mentioned before, you might backload your calories early in the day, but you could also do a form of intermittent fasting where you wake up, you might have a black coffee, you know, and that's it until lunchtime. You might have two meals for that day, lunch and dinner, and enjoy whatever food you want and still be within your calorie goal. So it doesn't come down to what food you're eating, okay? It comes down to how much you're eating, your overall intake. And that's what I kind of wanted to get across. So I hope everybody's having a great week leading into Christmas. I am going to be putting out a really cool episode next week. I'm not working with a guest or anything. It's just kind of talking about 2016 and kind of assessing what you've done with your goals this year and whether or not you've achieved them, but also how to set goals for 2017 and what it's going to take to actually take that step and make sure you achieve those goals. Setting realistic, not just realistic. So when I say realistic, I probably mean more so specific. So you've actually mapped it out. You know how you're going to get there, because you should be setting massive goals. And if your goals don't scare you, you know, this is my approach. If your goals don't scare you, then they're probably not big enough. All right. So you'd be surprised at what you can achieve if you actually put in the work. But anyway, that's going to be next week's episode. I'm pretty keen to talk about that. And I'm also going to write a blog post. I did say that I was going to write one more for the year, but I'm going to do two. So if you haven't read my blog or checked out any of the other posts, go to www.dannykennedyfitness.com. Be sure to check it out. Leave a comment on there. Share any of the articles that you think might be beneficial for you, for your friends around you, or work colleagues or family, whatever it may be. Thanks for listening today. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast already, please do. It'd be awesome if you could leave a review on today's episode and rate the podcast as well, because it all does help. Every time you guys kind of review or rate this podcast, it helps me rank a little bit higher and reach more people, which obviously is the purpose of the podcast. So again, hope you're having a great week. Enjoy your Christmas, hopefully with family and friends. And I'll speak to you again before the new year. Have a great day, and put these tips that I showed you today into action. Okay, so put them into action. Don't feel bad about eating over your calorie intake. It's not the end of the world, but there are ways that you can leverage off these extra calories and this time you get to spend relaxing with family and friends. So have a great day, and I'll chat to you next week.